Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Vanessa Udelman. She is an author, leadership coach, executive leadership advisor, trainer, and president of Mosaic People Development. Vanessa, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I love words, probably because I'm a writer and a speaker, and words for me are like paint. And so whenever I see a brush stroke that I'm like, wow, this is inspiring, I'm like, hey, why did you decide to call your company Mosaic People Development?
So, you know, naming a business is really challenging. And I actually got the inspiration from an art book. I was looking through a beautiful art book, trying to spark some kind of image when I was naming my business. And I saw this beautiful mosaic. And to me, the metaphor was so relevant because if you think about, I'm a leadership, I work with leaders in organizations. Organizations are a mosaic of people. Teams are a mosaic of different people, each one bringing different strengths and weaknesses and challenges and creativity to the team. And then each of us as individuals are like a mosaic, are complex and beautiful and interesting. So that's where the name came from.
Perfect. A lot of people always ask me, Christopher, what are some tips to success as a business owner? And I always say you have to be crystal clear on what you do for your clients. In your case, Vanessa, you're crystal clear, meaning on your LinkedIn profile, there's a beautiful photo of people holding a certificate, which I'll ask you in a moment, but you say very clearly, we develop leaders who inspire great results. There's no ambiguity that you're a leadership coach. There's also no ambiguity that you want to inspire, and there's also results-based. So again, I'm just letting our listeners know that this sounds so simple, but I just blew past 1,000 podcast guests, and I'm shocked, frankly, Vanessa, that so many people that are perceived as expert can't in 5 seconds, say what you do. And in your case, you've shared that in 7 words. I appreciate you. Now, I always want to teach our listeners how to be like you, Vanessa. So do you feel that you've always had this clarity or you've always had this introspection or self-awareness? Like, where do you feel you got that yourself?
When I started my business 9 years ago, I came from a consulting background. And when you come from a consulting background, Christopher, you can do a lot of things. And so when I started my business, I felt like I wasn't really clear in terms of what I was marketing. And so, yeah, I did a lot of self-reflection. It's a great question. And I really thought about the reason I'm starting a business is I want to make a mark on the world. I want to really have an impact. And who do I love to work with? I mean, I can do so many different things, but what do I love to do? And as I reflected on that about a year into my business, I realized what I love to do more than anything else is work with leaders. And the reason for that is because I really believe leaders set the tone in an organization. So if you think about, like for all of us, if we think about jobs that we've had in the past, we don't leave companies, we leave leaders, you know, we leave our bosses that we didn't like, that made our life miserable at work. So why I love to focus on developing leaders and developing leaders who can inspire their people is that I really believe leaders make or break the experience that people have at work, right? So if I teach a leader to be more motivating and inspiring and self-aware and understand the people that they work with and what makes them tick and how they can change or adjust their style to be more effective, if I can impact them. And by the way, Christopher, a lot of the leaders that I work with, they also tell me that what I teach them has a ripple effect because it impacts even their relationships at home. So if I can help that one leader create more self-awareness and give them the tools to lead, it has a ripple effect not only on their teams and the people that they lead, but with their personal relationships as well.
No, that's great, Vanessa. When did you realize that you were a leader, that you owned that term, I am a leader?
Probably in grade 5, to be honest.
I want to hear.
Well, it was in grade 5, a couple of things came up for me. One was the school that I was at was closing, and the principal had to choose one kid from each grade to read a poem, and I was chosen. And at that point, also, my teacher said to me, you know, you have skills that are kind of different. I think we all have skills that are different. And there's this new school opening called Claude Watson School for the Arts. I think it would be really interesting for you to take some of these leadership skills that I've seen in you and maybe apply to the School for the Arts. So I did, and I got in, and I was a drama major. So it was interesting that I think we all talk about teachers that are inspiring, have inspired us. I had this teacher in grade five who really saw the leadership in me and kind of impacted me for the rest of my life. And I think we can all think about leaders too that inspired us, that motivate us as well. So that's kind of where I first got an inkling that maybe these skills that I have can be used in a leadership capacity.
No, that's great, Vanessa. My next question is, because you were in a consultant work, and a lot of our listeners might want to have their own businesses. Some of them have the businesses, but they haven't really scaled yet. So for you, from when you graduated university, did you decide, you know what, I'm going to start my company now, or you decided to go into the consulting route? So I'm curious, what was your decision-making there when you clearly are a very ambitious person, very well thought out person? So why not just jump right in at the university, but you chose to go the consultant route? What was the reason for that?
The reason for that was because I really wanted to get experience. I didn't feel coming out of university that I had enough experience to start my own business. And I had a sense of what industry I wanted to work in. And I knew that, this is what I thought to myself, Christopher. I thought, if someone else can pay me to teach me how to run a business, why the heck not?
Yeah.
So I actually worked in corporate. I worked at a consulting company for 9 years. And then at that point, I thought I already had the vision that I wanted to be an entrepreneur and own my own business. But I thought I really want to work on the client side so I can be a leader myself. So for 5 years, I worked in-house leading other teams. So I got to really understand the consulting part of a business and how to run a business, and then also understand the operational side of the business. So that learning was priceless for me.
That's great. I hope our listeners know that when you meet someone like Vanessa, and I'm going to break it down for our listeners, because Vanessa asked me about, oh, do we have any pre-arranged questions? I'm like, no. And it's because when you meet someone like you, Vanessa, and I could be wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway, because it's just edifying you. But really, you are very well thought out. You have this great storytelling ability. You have this clarity about yourself, but you also are mindful that you want to develop more experience first and then create your own company. But for anyone that is listening, you also want to meet people and work with people like Vanessa, because if people are not thinking a lot or reflective, they're not mindful that you do need experience. You have that both blend of both corporate experience and real life experience, but then your childhood experience, when you blend all that together, you have the personal, professional, then I can only imagine the results you get for your clients, because really you have a great perspective and outlook on how you coach things, Vanessa. So my last question is, can you share with us a client you have worked with and some of the results that perhaps you would help them with?
For sure. Good question. I'm going to go with one of my most challenging clients. I got a call a couple of years ago. By the way, it is a success story in the end. I got a call from the CEO a couple of years ago who said, I was in the airport in Miami with one of my executives, and he was screaming at me in public, and it was completely embarrassing, and he's totally out of control. He's brilliant, but his behavior, quite honestly, stinks. And I want you to work with him as his executive coach. So I worked with this individual, and what was so fascinating about him was although he was incredibly bright and good at his job, and fairly senior, he reported to the CEO, he'd never had formal leadership training, which is actually a theme, Christopher, that I see with many of my clients. It's very common to be an engineer or an architect and go to engineering school or architect school or whatever it is, and get really good at your craft. But then when you get promoted into leadership, it's a completely different job. So this person, incredibly smart, rose up the ranks, but honestly had never learned to lead properly, never learned to give to manage conflict or give feedback, and had, when I say zero self-awareness, I mean zero self-awareness. And so I worked with him for a year, and we really focused on developing empathy, understanding. He didn't even know what empathy was. I asked him at one point, think about a time where you were empathetic in the past, and he couldn't even answer that question. So we really worked on developing his understanding, his strengths and weaknesses, and we talked about emotional intelligence. He'd never heard of the term before, and I helped him. You can actually assess your emotional intelligence. So we assessed it. And so literally for 12 months, he worked so hard at changing. And what I love about this client is he really did have a growth mindset. He was really open to change. And very interesting, because about 4 years later, so I'd worked with him on and off for about 4 years. 4 years later, the CEO retired and promoted him into the CEO role. And I was the first person he called because he said, I couldn't have done it without you. And I said to him, but it was really your hard work. So that's the thing about all entrepreneurs and leaders is it's okay to have strengths and weaknesses, but you have to understand, we all do, you have to understand what they are, and you have to be willing to grow and develop yourself at every stage of your career.
Yeah, Vanessa, I love that story because it's so stereotypical, like alpha male, I'm so smart, you're so not so smart. Because I've had elements of that in myself too, where when you're angry at someone, you're really frustrated because he or she doesn't understand you or you're not communicating well. And it requires someone like yourself to pull back things. Because again, anger is a very common emotion for many leaders at times, including Steve Jobs or Elon Musk, but it usually comes down from their own frustrations. And again, either not communicating clearly or not understanding how to, because in their world, sometimes it's like, yo, I'm the boss, you listen to me, get it done. And if things don't happen, then they blow up. And it's unfortunate that more people don't have you there, because there's a lot of people out there, unfortunately, that do berate their employees. And I remember that when I have some of these instances, when I'm working with colleagues, and if they start raising the voice, I'm like, you know what? I don't appreciate your tone of voice. It's not necessary, it's not professional, but unless you have someone like you, Vanessa, saying that and doing that, but more so guiding them along, asking those inquisitive and probing questions, you really don't get to improve. So I love that story that you share, Vanessa, and thank you for sharing that. How can our guests connect with you and stay in touch with you, Vanessa?
So I have a website. If you Google Mosaic People Development, or go to www.mosaicpd.com, you can reach me there.
That's awesome. Thank you so much again for your time, Vanessa. I really appreciate you. Have a great day.
It was an absolute pleasure. Lovely chatting with you, Christopher. Thanks, Emil.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.